I have on the line now Declan McCormack from Codema. Good afternoon. Good morning, hey. Declan.
Good morning, it's right. Hiya, John. Thanks for having me on.
No, you're more than welcome. Now, just will you explain to the listeners a little bit about Codema, the organisation?
So, Codema, we're a not-for-profit organisation, and we advise the four Dublin local authorities in the area of energy and climate change. So, basically, we help with their energy management. We would organise projects for them in order to reduce their energy and their carbon emissions, and we'd also organise European projects to try and get funding into the city to run those projects.
Now, and it's going to be public consultations, I believe, on Dublin's local authorities' climate change action plans.
There is indeed, John. Yeah, so we've been working for the last number of years with the four local authorities to reduce climate change action plans, and we're going to run events starting this Saturday the 16th, so that'll be the Dublin City Council one in the round room in the Mansion House from 12 to 5, and then we've three further events next week, Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, for the three other local authorities in the evenings. So all information is available on dublinclimatechange.ie about all of those events.
Yes, now we all know climate change and global warming is very, very important, and it's big in the news now at the moment. And I've spoken to a lot of people in regards to the environment and things like this, and the question keeps coming up, if there are bigger countries than Ireland, like the USA, for instance, who aren't doing their bit and don't believe in climate change.
Yeah.
People are saying to me, can Ireland make a difference?
Well, of course it could make. I mean, what this depends on, and you've probably seen in the news the Paris Agreement there a couple of years ago, which everybody signed up to, and then, as you're referring to, the USA pulled out last year with a friend across the water.
Yep.
But what this really depends on is everybody doing their part. So you're right that there is obviously much bigger countries such as China, the US, Australia, Canada, etc., who obviously have a much bigger carbon footprint than ourselves. But it really is dependent on every single country doing their part as set out for them. So our targets will be set out by the European Union. They would have agreed as a whole to a certain target, and then those targets are given individually to each country. They differ. So we would have been given a target that was seen to be fair, dependent on our economic development, population size and other factors.
Now, they have four main targets. Would you just go through those with us?
Yeah, so the plans themselves have four targets. So the first one is to reduce the energy use by the council, so this is for the council's own operations and services, by 33% by 2020. So that's in fact one of these targets we were talking about that the EU have given. And the four local authorities at the moment are doing very well on them. They're all coming up or surpassed the 30% mark. So we're very confident we'll hit that by 2020. The second one is a very ambitious target. It's a 40% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030. So just to put that in context, John, the national target for 2030 is in and around 20%. So we're looking to achieve double that target by 2030.
Yeah.
And then the last two targets is we want to protect the city and the county against the effects of climate change. And these are the things that are in the news, the extreme weather events, tidal surges, snow events, intense rain. So it's really important that there has been damage done already in terms of climate change and affecting the climate and the weather. And the four Dublin local authorities want to ensure that any protection they put in terms of coastal protection, rivers, etc., that they take into account these changes, and that people's homes, businesses, roads, etc., are going to be protected against these events. And then lastly, the councils are very keen to start dialogue with the citizens and inform them on climate change as we go.
And that's where these consultations come into play.
Exactly. So people can make submissions at these events and online at the website, the dublinclimatechange.ie.
Now, I believe there was a report, I'm not sure if it was a report, but that the effects of climate change are already impacting on Dublin. Is that correct?
It is correct, yeah, and the science around is it's showing that globally we can see these effects. When you get locally, obviously it's not an exact science when it comes to climate in that way, but all trends that have been examined are showing that there is an increase in these intense weather events, I'll call them, as I mentioned before. So these are the coastal events, storm events, intense rainfall, etc. So these, it would appear, are getting more regular. What would be considered 100-year events, let's say that's a very big storm, for example, that would have been would happen once in 100 years, these are happening much more frequently at the moment, which is quite a worrying sign.
Now, we all hear about these things and know about these things. And does it frustrate you and your colleagues to hear our friend across the water, as you refer to him, as saying that God will solve climate change and coming out with statements
It would, of course, yeah. So globally, there's 95 to 97% consensus, scientific consensus, that this is happening, the science behind it, and the trend of where it's going. So I suppose in any walk of life, we tend to take science as faith, the same as in medicine, everything else, that if we're told that, we agree that's what's happening. The problem is that some people, for their own agendas, would take the opposite view, would disregard the science for whatever interest that is, vested interest. This becomes a real problem when it's people in positions of power who can affect policy and budgets. So we would see that as a worrying sign. And I think in the states themselves, they see that, and there's individual states are taking it upon themselves to reach these targets, no matter what the federal government are putting in at the moment.
Right. Now, and you mentioned these public consultations, and you mentioned the one, Fingal County Council, one in the Round Room and the Mansion House. There's also one in County Hall in Swords, which is just up the road from us here in UFM.
And that's right. So that one takes place next Monday, the 18th, 5:30 to 8:30 in the County Hall. And just to mention the other ones there, so Tuesday the 19th, that's South Dublin, in the County Hall out in Talla. And then on Thursday the 21st, it's Dunleary 3 to 7, and that's in the National Maritime Museum. So all these events will have information on the plans, but they'll also have other actors out there that the councils work with in this, the climate and environmental area. So people can come along, ask their questions, they can submit on the evening, or they can go onto the website, and that will take them to a portal of each local authority to make their submission and make their thoughts known around this area.
Yeah, that's great, because it is a public consultation. So what can the public themselves, what can they actually do to make a difference to climate change? I know we're recycling and all that at the moment.
People are probably fairly familiar with a lot of these things. We're talking about going over to electric vehicles, insulating your house, maybe upgrading your heating system to such things as heat pumps, etc., which would have lower carbon emissions. But in my opinion, I would think that the number one thing that anybody can do today would be to contact their elected representative, whether that's a councillor or their TD, and make it known that this is a concern and an issue for them, and is going to be a concern and an issue when they come to vote in whatever we have left 2 or 4 years' time. And this will be a doorstep issue, because we really need a push nationally on this if we're going to start reaching our targets and try and reduce the impacts of this.
Right, now, and there is the local elections are happening on the 24th of May. So
that's right, yeah.
And then people are going to be knocking on doors, and your advice is to everybody to bring this topic up.
I would, yeah, because it's no longer an and/or issue. A lot of the times when you bring this up, people will say their concerns are health, housing, education, etc., the usual, which is rightly so, and it should be on the forefront of everything. But it's no longer an and/or or a nice-to-have. It's we have to do something about this, and we have to tackle the other areas that normally come up on the doorstep. So I would encourage people to say to electors that this is a concern of theirs also.
Yeah, and there is a lot of awareness out there. I've done a few interviews about the environment, as I said, and one in particular that sticks out in my mind, and I really enjoyed it, was with local school children, and they were involved in a beach cleanup, And they were very aware, and we ended up talking about plastics in the oceans. And this has gone back over a year ago. And it was great to see young people so involved.
It is, yeah. And what we see a lot of the time is the kids are learning this stuff in school, and they're bringing it back home to the mums and dads and the grannies and granddads. And a lot of the time, that's where they're learning a lot of these things from. So it's brilliant, and rightfully so, because they're the generation that's going to be impacted most by this. You know, it's a real concern for them. So it's brilliant to see them getting so involved. And at the events, let's say on Saturday, we'll have a number of youth groups there. And we'll also have a kids' corner there where they can learn about this, and they can also make and do with recycled, reclaimed materials. We'll have the Rediscovery Centre there, making jewellery, keyrings, etc., from reclaimed materials. So it's all these things to get the younger generation involved and make that big push, because they're the next generation of voters coming through, and they're going to want to see something done on this.
Right, that one on Saturday, that's happening from 12 till 5, and the Monday one is 6 to 9. Could you give us the website again, Declan, so people will know?
Of course I can, John. Yeah, so that's dublinclimatechange.ie, and all the information the events are up there, and you can actually make a submission as well direct to your local council from that website.
Right, so that's dublinclimatechange.ie. All the information is there.